It's Kate from ADHD Kids Can Thrive. And today I have a very special guest. Her name is Kristen Nazzaro, who is a certified parent coach helping parents primarily with ADHD kids. She used to work with special needs kids as a paraprofessional for several years, and she has her master's in school psychology. Kristen is an ADHD herself, and we'll get more into that as we go along. And you can find her and more information about what she does at blueskiesadhd.com. Kristen, thank you for being here. I'm happy to have you here.
Hi, Kate. Thank you. It's so great to be here too. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Okay, so let's dive in. I think it's always very interesting that you're a parent ADHD coach now, but you also have ADHD yourself, which probably makes you a little bit better than the norm, I guess, in being able to empathize and understand what an ADHD child is going through. So can you tell us a little bit about your own journey?
Sure. Well, what's very interesting about my journey is that my professional journey and my personal journey with ADHD kind of very much influenced each other. And I mean that I didn't discover my ADHD until I started my business of helping parents with kids with, well, at the time, it was just general like special needs. So through talking to parents that had ADHD themselves, that's how I realized my own ADHD. I realized that everything that they described in themselves as a child, those were things that I related to. I never made eye contact as a child. I was always in my own world, in my head. I was always daydreaming. Even though I got good grades in high school, I was always a procrastinator. I was always disorganized and a hot mess. And I always felt like I was behind everyone else. But I never pointed it to ADHD because I was smart. I got good grades. I could literally wait to do homework until the night before or until lunchtime, the day that something was due, and still get it done and still get an A because I didn't need to study that well, that much. So, but I got, after talking to some of these parents and realizing that as a child, I struggled with it then, and now it's leading to even more disorganization, even less of an attention span, having 200 tabs on my computer open at once that I'm just like constantly going back and forth between, and feeling like those tabs are like kind of like what's going on in my brain too.
Yeah.
So through that, I discovered my own ADHD. I got a diagnosis. It's been close to a year now. So I only got it like, I think April. But since then, now that's influenced my journey as a parent coach, where now I have this such a unique perspective that I can relate to ADHD parents from a personal level of being able to connect with their kids, and then also the professional bit that we'll get into more. But yeah, that's kind of how my journey unfolded.
Okay, so how did you get through school being so disorganized? And did you have issues of being like, what were the, and being forgetful? Like, how did you thrive during those school years?
You know what's interesting? I remember very little of the specifics of my life as a child, but I remember like feeling. So it's very hard for me to pinpoint like how I got through life like so disorganized. I just remember like, I always had so many papers in my desk. My locker was always a hot mess. My room like never clean, no matter how hard me or my parents tried. And I remember how chaotic I felt, but I don't remember like how I got through or how I handed things in on time. It's very interesting that like, I don't remember the specifics that well. And I think maybe because I had a lot of social anxiety too. So I feel like maybe I blocked out some of that point in my life because it wasn't something that I connected with or I felt comfortable in.
Yeah.
But somehow I made it through. I think I also was very motivated by pleasing people. And so so having teachers like constantly as accountability kept me motivated. When I got to college, that fell right down because I went to a really big school where teachers don't care as much. But
did it catch up with you a little bit in college?
It caught up with me in college, definitely. I went from an AB student to I got my first D. And I was like a straight C/D student and for my first 2 years of college.
Okay. And did that motivate you, those kind of grades, to make the changes that you needed?
I thought it would.
To put the structure in place, I guess, more not to, not motivated to study, but motivated to like, oh God, I need to maybe reflect on putting some structures in place.
It motivated me too late because for the first two, it took me 2 years to realize I needed to make a change. I really wanted to switch schools because I felt like the big environment, like that's where my attention span lacked. Like I was never engaged in class. I was never motivated to go to class. We didn't have many assignments, so the organization piece didn't impact me as much, but I would still wait to the last minute to do tests and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't really impact me until, like, I didn't really realize the impact until 2 years into it is when I started to make a change. I had never wanted to go through the process of changing schools as an ADHDer that I now know. That was incredibly overwhelming for me. So I always started it. I never completed it. So what I did was I actually started taking less classes and making sure they were smaller. So that helped me a little bit, like stay on track, having teachers that provided more accountability, having less of a workload. So that's kind
all of that helped. Chunked it down into smaller bits. Yeah. So you just kind of naturally found your way. Yeah. That's great. I mean, I think that's what ends up happening as kids mature, right? They kind of figure out naturally what works for them, hopefully with fingers crossed, right? So that they can get through whatever they're working on. What advice would you give parents who are raising an ADHD child now, especially somebody with your particular profile?
Great question. So what I really focus on, I know we'll get into this a little bit further, is what's beyond the behavior? Because with ADHD, I feel like it's so focused on behavior modification and this rewards chart and how to get this kid to sit still, how to get them to engage in class, how to get them to do their homework. But no one focuses on why they aren't doing it. What's stopping their motivation? What skill are they lacking? And that's what I try to focus on with parents, more so getting beneath the behavior and trying to collaborate and work together with your kid on these skills that they need help with. There's a lot of executive function deficits in ADHD, we know this, but it's not always just behavior. It's what do they need in that moment? What executive functioning challenge is most impacting them with getting their homework done, with staying engaged in class, with getting up on time? So, and not just that, but also working together with the child to find a solution that works for both of them. So it doesn't have to be control and just getting in that, I guess, power struggle. It can be more collaborative to find a solution together. And that doesn't make you a permissive parent. That's actually how you empower kids.
Right. I agree. Okay. So let's dive into the good juicy parts of you being a ADHD parent coach. So I'm a big advocate of parent education. And I actually think it's like one of the first things you need to do as soon as you suspect your child has ADHD or they're just diagnosed. And even I've been parenting for an ADHD child for like 11 or 12 years officially. And there was no ADHD parent coaches 10 years ago. Or if there was, they were really difficult to find.
We're a rare breed.
So, you know, and I think nobody knows where to go. Okay. So it's great that you're an ADHD parent coach. So start with, what is an ADHD parent coach and how do you get involved with parents?
Yeah. Good question again. So I feel like everyone does parent coaching a little bit differently, right? People have different like methodologies, different things that they like to educate parents on, or different things, ways that they want to help parents towards their goals. What I primarily do, I feel like we all come from like the same basis of what we do is we help parents better support their kids. So whether it be they feel lost after getting a diagnosis, they don't feel supported by anyone that's around them. They feel like they're constantly at their wits' end because their child is so dysregulated all the time, or because they lost connection with their child because of ADHD. Those are kind of the things that that a parent coach would help a parent through. So the way that I approach parent coaching is a lot like I discussed previously, where I focus on the parent first and helping them get to a state of inner calm themselves and helping them realize how they approach certain situations is either going to impact what happens or it can make things better and make for better communication, better collaboration. So I really help the parent first realize what their triggers are, because let's be honest, when you're raising an ADHD child, you probably have a lot of triggers as a parent too. There's a lot going on. So I help parents realize that first, so they can do the inner work within themselves of I feel triggered myself. I don't feel like I can handle the situation. And then that leads to the behaviors of yelling and shaming or not being able to talk to your child in a healthy, communicative way. So after parents, I help them kind of realize their triggers a bit. Then you can work on building the parent-child relationship, which is where a lot of the basis of helping a child with ADHD is going to come from. If that relationship isn't strong, then any other strategies that are ADHD focused aren't going to help. Especially when, like, a child with ADHD usually has been so shamed by so many people, or I forget what the exact statistic is of how many more negative messages that they receive than neurotypical kids, but it's a
Oh
lot.
yeah, it's off the Richter. It's embarrassing. I mean,
It's embarrassing.
it's terrible. We
So,
don't even need to
so
focus on that number. It's so
yeah.
negative.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of parents know that number now, but just so they're kind of like more primed to and more sensitive to these negative messages. And when you get that from a caregiver too, it's not doesn't make for a good relationship. So I try to focus on ways to build that relationship. Like how can you communicate better what you're needing in this moment, as a parent? How can you find what your child's struggling with or what's going on in their head? Or how can you just relate to them? Like, what can you find in common? So I try to like make micro steps towards that first. And then once that relationship starts picking up steam again, then it's more about how can you guys work together, you parent and child, to find ADHD strategies that work. Because child buy-in is so important, right? If we just put strategies on, tell a child to do this, use this one organizer or this one planner, and they don't know why, and they don't think it's going to help them, it's not going to work.
Yeah,
The buy-in
exactly.
is really important too.
Right.
So
And do
just
you
and
have parents, do you start small, like with just a few things to work on and then
yes,
and to build from there? And to
definitely,
really
especially,
teach,
yeah.
yeah, and I'm sorry, and to teach parents, I think every kid is a little bit different, right? With where they're at in their development as a child and
Absolutely.
right. So it takes
Yeah.
sleuthing by the parent as well to figure out what works.
Yeah.
Like you triggered me when you said the planner, right? Because developing a planner system, because every kid is going to be different on how,
Exactly.
even if they'll use a planner,
Exactly. It's really
right?
about, I try to work with the I usually when I'm onboarding a client too, I ask a lot about a child specifically to get a real sense, because I'm not going to be working with a child, right? Which
Right.
is a lot of kind of the concerns that some parents have that I am not going to be directly involved with the child. So how am I going to help? but I really try to ask as many questions as possible about their child that they're comfortable answering, of course, but so I can know, I can have a better idea of the child's strengths so that the parent can also start to see things from a strengths perspective rather than more a negative perspective that they're constantly primed with ADHD. So that they can start seeing, oh, my child is really strong creatively. He's really good in art. He's really good with visual information. How can we use those skills to develop ADHD systems that will work or will help him? How can you kind of like scaffolding that?
Right, and putting strategies in place that work for the child. Because exactly. The journey is going to be different than a typical child, right? So Absolutely. Parent coaching can help the parent learn how to parent that particular child that you have, mm-hmm. which is going to be.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I always say. Parent the child you have.
Yeah. And that takes new skills.
It does.
A new skill set.
Especially when so many people in your life are probably judging you, trying to tell you to use this strategy or telling you, you just need to punish them more. It takes a thick skin to parent a child with ADHD and to the help. And sometimes also just having that support system that is not going to judge you is really helpful too.
Yeah. Okay. So how are you different from a therapist versus being a parent coach? What's the difference?
So what's interesting for me is I do have some of that clinical background, right? As a school psychologist. So I do know some of the counseling piece. But I don't usually use it in my coaching. So as a therapist, what someone really focuses on more so is what happened previously, right? What happened in the past? How is that impacting the now? How do we heal past what happened prior? So a lot of that would be in like, if we're working on parent-child relationship, it could be like past trauma. It could be a divorce, co-parenting difficulties that were happening in the child's life that kind of impacted that relationship now. But as a coach, we would look at the parent that you are now and how we can get you to the parent that you want to become. So it's more about looking at your goals. So that's something that else that I have parents do. I as a school psychologist, I am very big on SMART goals. I'm not sure if you know what SMART goals
are.
No,
what is a SMART goal?
So they are goals that are, I'm trying to think of the specific, measurable, achievable. I'm trying to think of what the R stands for. My apologies. time bound and something else with an R, but they are pretty much very specific goals. So I help parents work on developing SMART goals that are specific that they want to achieve over the next like 3 or 6 months. So, and I think as a therapist, that's not a therapist more so digs into the past.
Yeah. Got it. Okay. And do you keep those SMART goals small, right? It's not like your child's going to change overnight.
Yeah.
it's like little by little, achievable.
That's where the achievable part comes in.
Yeah.
Making sure it's something that R stands for realistic.
Great. I love that. Yeah. That's an important one.
Yes.
Right.
Jogged my memory of that. But okay. Yeah, making sure they're within something. It's about like creating like the big ones first and then kind of like breaking those down a little bit.
Yeah. More. Okay. So we talked a lot about like helping, giving parents support and skills to help their child at home. Do you help parents with the relationship when it comes to the kid and between the kid and the school and with homework, right? Do you give strategies that can help a parent help the kid so that they can thrive more in a school setting and at home with the homework?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting, right? Because in a school, there you can't control what's happening in the school as much. Sure, there's IEPs, 504s, accommodations, modifications, but there's not as much, a parent doesn't have as much like legroom in that. I mean, they do, they can advocate, but there's not as much that can, I guess, be, it's not as, they don't have as much control in that situation. I do can't help as much with like the 504 and IEP piece, because those are legal documents that the child study team is a part of. But what I do help parents with is the advocacy piece. If they're having trouble talking to the teachers about concerns that they have, or if the accommodations aren't being met and you're noticing those behavior difficulties, if a teacher is texting you every single day about challenges that your child is having, and you don't know what to say, or you feel really guilty or feel really judged on it, that's what I help parents through. And then at home, and then within the settings as well, we can kind of work on how they can talk to their child and approach their child who may or may not notice that they have these difficulties, right? A lot of kids with ADHD, they don't even realize that this is a problem. I remember talking to a parent the other day that the child didn't realize that they were disrupting the class when they were talking in class a lot. So just, yeah, helping them kind of realize what's happening. And then just how they can talk together, and how the child can, how they can work together to maybe find something that that can work for the child in the school setting. And then at home, helping with more of the strategies that the parent can implement to help the child with their homework, or even find what the child likes to do, like that could help motivate them towards their homework or motivate them towards schoolwork. But something I do always say is, do not let homework impact your relationship with your child, because there's so much more important things than performance on homework.
Right. So how do you help them, though, get the homework done? Because eventually,
depends on the child.
Or to coordinate with the school, right? Yeah. And set up something if the child isn't ready to be doing homework.
Yeah, it really depends on what's going on. What's going on for that child? Hey, I noticed that homework is really challenging for you in this area. What's happening? What's going on in your head? That's kind of coaching parents through like having those types of conversations to find the skills deficit, or find out why the child isn't doing the homework. Is it because they don't feel capable of doing the work? Is it too academically demanding? Is it a motivation piece that they don't see how it's connected to what they do long term? Is it an attention piece that they're constantly distracted by so much stimuli going around? Right. Don't know until you ask.
Right. Yeah. So these are all the things. So you really help parents be a detective, right? With their own child.
That's a great way of putting it. Detective, evoking curiosity, yes. Helping them regulate themselves. Yeah.
Yeah, and I would think over time, that's what builds a relationship in a positive direction versus just constantly being at odds all the time as a parent with your child. Yeah.
Yeah, and then over time, they learn how to be their own detectives, right? And they learn how to teach their kids how to be detectives so that they are independent themselves.
Right. Great. All right. Do you have any, as we wrap up, like any other additional wisdom to share with parents who are listening? I think I hear primarily a lot is just like, you know, working with the school, getting your kid through school and getting the homework done is the piece that's the most aggravating and challenging to parents, and is trying to, you know, because the kid's got to get through school. Everybody wants their kid to get through school and get at the minimum a high school degree, right? So how do you help your child get through that period of life in a positive way?
Yeah, I think just what I mentioned, that's a great question too. It's more so just, I feel like the way that I approach parent coaching is building the relationship is going to help you get all the answers to anything else that you're questioning. So if your child feels comfortable and safe talking to you, and like they can trust you, and like you're not going to judge them, then they may start opening up about these challenges in school, so that you're not guessing all the time, right? So you're not trying to impose a solution on them, or you're constantly butting heads with them, trying to get things done. just focusing on how can I best support my child in this moment so that they can achieve their goals too. We all know high school is important. We all know graduating at least high school is important. And that is, it's a big thing, right? Especially a lot of the times with ADHD, the lack of motivation comes from the past and like feeling like they're not capable so often and so much. So I guess my last words of wisdom would be more so focusing one, the relationship piece that I've talked about throughout, and two, focusing on the strengths and focusing on what is my child good at and how are they progressing and how can I make sure that they feel confident enough to do this?
Yeah. Okay. That's great wisdom. I think it's fantastic that you're an ADHD parent coach and that this service is available for parents. Yes. It's a good first step. It's probably something everyone should do as soon as they know their child is diagnosed, to get educated and get some, you know, some support from somebody who's qualified to help you get marching down the road in the right way with your child. So I thank you for your time. This was really good.
Thank you. It was so awesome to be here. And if anyone has any other questions or wants to hear more about what I do, I am on LinkedIn, Facebook, and my website, which Kate mentioned in the beginning.
Which is blueskiesadhd.com.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.